Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Max Keiser joins us in the third hour to talk about the BP oil spill, the global carbon tax being announced as the answer, the solution to the well they refuse to cap as the federal government blocks any type of effort to clean up the spill in the Gulf. Max Keiser will be joining us coming up in the third hour. In the last 30 minutes of the broadcast, we're going to have Jason Douglas and Rob Dew, who spent 5 days in Chicago last week for a Homeland Security slash Army slash local police drill with foreign troops training to disarm the American people and to take over public schools. We have up-close, crisp video of this that the guys stayed this weekend. They got back Friday. The guys stayed here this weekend to go through all the video they shot and cull together a synopsis for you that we'll simulcast on the radio and at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. They'll be in studio with us narrating what's on the video for radio listeners, but PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will be able to watch it, and it'll be archived up at PrisonPlanet.tv as well if you're unable to tune in during the last 30 minutes. Okay, that said, I did a special broadcast last night. I called to action. Any way you slice it, any angle you look at it, this was a premeditated operation by BP. They gave orders at the bare minimum that were consciously negligent, knowing it would cause the well to come in and then explode into a fiery inferno, killing 11 people. They knew it would come in. Their engineers told them that they shouldn't do what they were doing. It was unprecedented. That's in the Coast Guard record from the hearings they had a few weeks ago. Now, separately from that, we know that the government is blocking the mitigation efforts in the Gulf, in Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and other areas, and they're saying they're going to block mitigation as it goes around the coast of Florida and not allow the state there as well to go in and clean it up under federal control. So they want the disaster to be as bad as possible. They are ham-fistedly taking their time about trying to cap off the well. They're talking about using a nuke, which many experts say that the well's already fractured and leaking up to 20 miles away, that it'll just fracture the entire structure even further and release even larger reservoirs of oil, 2 billion gallons estimated to be just in this one reservoir area. I have a call to action. We need the states who are culpable in this for following unlawful federal edicts. The states need to stop just whining, Jindal and Barber and Crist and others, and they need to get up and declare their 10th and 9th Amendment, and they need to have the sheriffs call together engineers and deputize people and go out there and have everybody sign waivers who volunteer to be involved. Good old-fashioned American know-how, and we can clean this up, and we can mitigate it, and we can stop it. But no, you got to have the federal Harvard boys up there, the lawyers and the gallant little genius, oh, Nobel Prize winner who's been dispatched. They've got to have them in there, in everybody's face, not letting anyone take action. Just like Katrina, FEMA, for 4, 5, 6 days, blocking all aid, letting food and water pile up, not letting people walk out on the highway overpasses. They wanted to set the precedent. They wanted to set the precedent big time. That only federal control can come in. And then when FEMA fell flat on its face by design, oh, look, FEMA needs more funding, more power, more control to be able to take care of these type of crises in the future. So I'm saying call these governors, call these legislatures, have them go into emergency session. They do it for petty reasons all the time. And have them have criminal state investigations and grand jury investigations at the county level to call in all these witnesses who were on the rigs and expand the facts so we understand exactly who at BP gave the orders to go ahead with dumping water into the well instead of mud and concrete. We'll break it all down straight ahead. Stay with us.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're 8 minutes into this Monday, June 21st, 2010 transmission. Max Keiser is joining us coming up in about an hour and 52 minutes from now. I have really done my research on the BP spill, and every indicator is this is an inside job, and we see the motive. We see the entire carbon tax agenda. I shot a video late last night that Aaron stayed up until 8 this morning to edit and put together. It's up on Infowars.com. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com as one of the top stories, and I'm asking all listeners to go to the website and get this video out to everyone you know. The headline for the story that accompanies the video, for those that do want to get this and get it out to everyone, is Criminal Investigation of BP Staged Oil Spill Vital to Gulf Recovery. They are going to continue to let it flow. They're prepping the public for it to be allowed to flow at least until Christmas, until they're able to ram through their global carbon tax. It's also a political diversion as they gear up the Middle East for a new war against Iran. And now even the Israeli papers are admitting that Israeli and U.S. fleets are massing for an attack on Iran. It also serves as a diversion for the internet takeover. Open admissions now that they are going to move to shut the internet down, quote, during a war or emergency. So everything is coming together. I'm going to play this video. We're going to go into break. I'm going to come back and give you the numbers for the governors of these Gulf states. We're calling for a criminal investigation that may spook the big central banks that control BP, like Goldman Sachs, into backing off if they know that we're hot on their tail. But only you, the public, have the power to get this info out. Let's go ahead and go to this audio from the special video. It's June 21st, 2010. It's Monday. We're more than 60 days into the BP oil spill. My friends, please watch this entire 10-minute presentation, because I'm going to give you actual solutions to bring British Petroleum and the controlled environmental lobby to justice. This is all a giant attempt to bring in carbon taxes. We have conclusive proof of means, motive, the whole nine yards. There is no doubt that this, at the bare minimum, was premeditated negligence. They gave the rig operators orders that they knew and that they had been warned would cause this giant oil spill. And now Obama is saying he wants the carbon tax. At the end of this presentation, I'm going to then give you solutions. We have ways to bring these people to justice, so stay with us till the end. I'm going to go over different facets of this crisis from my research in the last 60-plus days. I've really held my comment for a long time and just been doing deep research to really try to ascertain and gauge what's happening here. And I have to say, this blindsided me. I never expected a false flag terror attack by the state, by the global corporate system, via a oil well. But they're always inventing new ways to bring in crises to offer their solution, global taxation and regulation. We have an article on PrisonPlanet.com that details all of this. The headline, and it's at the bottom underneath this video, I hope you click on it and read it. States need to launch criminal investigation into BP, federal government's role in oil spill. Mounting evidence shows disaster was deliberately contrived either through conscious neglect or outright sabotage, and is being allowed to worsen, and they're covering it up. If you go to this article on PrisonPlanet.com, it details with links and proof and the Coast Guard court record and mainstream media reports the information I'm about to boil down for you here. Number one, BP, this came out in the Coast Guard hearings with the survivors and the people running the well, you know, there on site. BP gave them orders that no one had ever been given before in deep sea drilling. And that was to dump water into the drilling hole that was 30,000 feet down. Imagine an airplane at 30,000 feet looking down at cities. They look like little tiny things below you. That's how far down they drilled. And British Petroleum ordered Halliburton and others who were on the rig on record months before to carry out all sorts of shoddy procedures. But then it got worse. As the well began to come in, as the gas and oil began to come up, they said, dump seawater in on it and keep drilling. And they said, we have to put cement in. We have to put mud in, as it's called in the industry. We have to create plugs. We have to have pressure. We can't let this come in before we're ready, or it will explode. It'll be a disaster. That's on record in the hearings. Via their satellite phones, the head engineers, all of them, got in huge arguments, and this is unprecedented, with BP. And Atlantic Monthly and others have gotten the transcripts, which you can read online, of what happened in those Coast Guard hearings with the survivors. And once the rig exploded and was on fire, people in the rescue ships, you know, who'd been in arguments previously with the BP executives back in Houston, were saying, I hope you're effing happy, because the well is now on fire. Do you understand? I told you this was going to happen. So bare minimum, there needs to be a criminal investigation and criminal indictments of who gave those orders. We have 11 dead people and a gulf full of toxic oil that's now off-gassing all sorts of even more deadly toxins, causing all sorts of respiratory problems. But then if you pull back and look at what happened before, in the week before the spill, back on April 20th, 2010, things come into very clear focus. Number one, the CEO of British Petroleum dumped a third of his stock in the weeks before the spill. Then you have Goldman Sachs, that just so happened to have its CEO being the previous CEO of BP. You have them dumping 44% of their stock not in other oil companies, just in BP in the week before. Then you add to that Halliburton buying just 2 weeks before the spill, one of the biggest oil spill cleanup companies in the Gulf of Mexico, which wasn't seen as a good buy by industry analysts at the time. So you have all of this pre-positioning. But then you go back to the history. Who is British Petroleum? They were in on the meetings in 96, 97, 98 with Kenley of Enron, with the head people from Goldman Sachs on record in those meetings with Al Gore and Bill Clinton and others. British Petroleum was, as a foundational company, setting up the carbon tax. And they were instrumental in getting the other oil companies in the last few years online to do this. Why? Because BP, if you look at its power structure, isn't just owned by the Queen of England. She owns a large part. And they're partners with Dutch Royal Shell. Queen Beatrix has some holdings. And you've got Goldman Sachs tied into the central banks, is also one of the larger holders. And they are all openly announcing that they had to have the Copenhagen-Denmark Treaty. That was going to be their new global funding mechanism at an international level for the new SDRs. That was what was going to back up via a taxpayer this new global cashless society currency that they've been announcing all over the news. And when the ClimateGate emails came out in November, that basically derailed their program because it exposed the fact that the government is using environmentalism as a way to enslave people and take over society and micromanage everyone. And so BP, you've seen it in the magazines and TV ads and in airports, the billboards, it's just everywhere where BP's promoting carbon tax, BP's promoting world government. And so they've invested tens of billions of dollars in the last decade in promoting, quote, green energy, because they're invested in taking over that whole new area of the economy. They lay out the new infrastructure, they own the new infrastructure, and it's all about fleecing you. Nothing to do with the environment. And so their whole agenda is in trouble. And I said about a week into the BP spill, I said, look, there are oil leaks, there are oil spills. This is BP. They're one of the biggest contributors to Obama. We need to look at this very, very carefully. But this could just be a regular oil spill. And then you saw Obama blocking the response. You saw BP blocking the states and individuals and corporations and foreign governments wanting to come in and help. You saw them blocking berms being put up in front of the estuaries, the rivers, and wetlands. So they have the motive. They want the carbon tax. They ordered the people on the well to do things that they knew would cause it to explode and create a giant leak. All of this was happening. And then you have Obama blocking the response. And I told people, I said, watch, Obama's going to come out, whether they stage this or not. And as Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste. And they're going to call for taxes on the wellhead, taxes at the gas pump, taxes on your home, federal inspections, everything that's in the House bill that's now in the Senate. And sure enough, last week he came out and said, pass the greenhouse gas tax initiative. Pass this entire globalist takeover of the United States to pay the international banks even more money. I mean, it makes the bailout look like a pittance in comparison. It only gets more horrifying when you learn that they're seriously looking at slant drilling in and detonating a hydrogen bomb. And many geologists and experts who are all over the news are saying, look, you've already got this well ruptured. You've already got 20 miles away oil plumes coming up from the undersea floor. It's probable, not possible, according to many experts that I respect, that this will fracture the entire structure and will release even more oil. But don't worry, Obama bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs that controls BP. They've got a solution. They've got more taxes, more regulation, more control for you. This oil spill was tailor-made for Obama. You notice it happened a month after he announced drilling was allowed. No one could believe it. And then right on time, this happens.
All right. We're going to come back after break and finish the last minute of the audio from the special video we've put out. But understand, not only is the oil spill disastrous for the Gulf and disastrous for our economy and the 11 dead people and their families and all the wildlife being killed, the manatees, the dolphins, the sea turtles, the sperm whales. No. Then there's the fact that it's being used as a political diversion for World War III with Iran and to push the carbon tax. We must expose this as the fraud it is. It is so vital.
and nothing can stop you if you just take action. The power is in your hands. The ball is in your court. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and play the last part of that video. This call to action, and then I'm going to give you the phone numbers one more time so you can call the governors, the legislatures. We need to call the counties where the biggest cities are based in Louisiana and Mississippi.
And we need to say, look, instead of whining about the feds not letting you go out and clean oil up in your own rivers and estuaries, in fact, I've seen the maps on the news where up to 10 miles into shore, the feds in Louisiana and Mississippi, in those marshlands, in those estuaries, in those river systems, those intercoastal islands, up to 10 miles in, they've got a line where no one is allowed to clean up oil, no one is allowed to fish. So now the feds are declaring jurisdiction in the states 10 miles in. That just reminded me we also have mainstream news reporting Obama has declared a national park off limits to citizens. They put up big signs saying don't go into these parks, it's too dangerous, basically ceding it to Mexico. We're being run out of our own country, ladies and gentlemen, by the feds. The feds do not represent America. They represent international corporations looting America. Let's finish up with the video. So we're all over the news are saying, look, you've already got this well ruptured. You've already got 20 miles away oil plumes coming up from the undersea floor. It's probable, not possible, according to many experts that I respect, that this will fracture the entire structure and will release even more oil. But don't worry, Obama bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs that controls BP. They've got a solution. They've got more taxes, more regulation, more control for you. This oil spill was tailor-made for Obama. You notice it happened a month after he announced drilling was allowed. No one could believe it. And then right on time, this happens. This is amazing. You see the state governments complaining. You see Jindal and Barber, you know, saying Obama is blocking their barges, blocking their relief effort. Well, then why don't they just call the legislatures into session and declare their 10th Amendment powers and go out there and tell the Coast Guard that they're engaged in high treason and that they're not going to stand by and take their unlawful orders? You call your legislatures, you call your governors, and you tell them, emergency sessions, take action now. You put the barges out there. You call on the volunteers. You take action. You don't cop out and let Obama and BP, tell you that they're the boss. Since, you know, who died and made BP king? Who died and made them God? But here's the most important point. You call those governors and those legislatures, and you tell them have state grand juries, county grand juries, start investigations. People have been harmed in Louisiana, Mississippi, and other states. People died on that rig who are from those states. Their families need to go to grand juries and call for criminal investigations, because in the Coast Guard report, where they had the court hearing and interviewed the people that were on the rig, they said they told BP that it was going to explode and that was going to happen. But for some reason, BP wanted that to happen. So call these phone numbers and you tell them criminal investigations of BP. And it's going to all lead back to Obama and the big central banks and Goldman Sachs that owns part of BP who want the carbon tax. It's that simple. Their whole world government agenda, tens of billions spent in the last few decades getting this fake environmental cult going to take control of the carbon cycle and all human life. And now it's in trouble. The ball's in your court, folks. Take action. Get the phone numbers out of this article. Get it out to everybody you know and let them know. Criminal charges for BP and impeachment for Barack Hussein Obama. Take action, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing can stop you. My friends, here are the numbers in case you missed them. The Office of Governor Charlie Crist. Now, these governors are bought and paid for. Each one of them I've done research on. And, of course, the people of the states are aware of that as well. Republican, Democrat, they're basically all globalists. But you need to put pressure on them and the legislatures. There are good people in the legislatures of Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, Alabama. Texas is going to be affected when the hurricanes come in and blow the oil back towards us. The East Coast will be affected. That's where those currents go. They should be hit the next month by the first oil that's already going through the Keys and hitting Cuba. So let me give you the number for the citizen hotline in the Florida governor's office, 850-488-4441, 850-488-4441. And you can email them this article that we wrote that gives all the proof of inside job and tell them you expect an investigation. You can also ask when you call the governor's office for the main legislature number. Here's the Louisiana governor, Bobby Jindal. That's 866-366-1121, 866-366-1121. You can also call Haley Barber.
at 877-405-0733. You can also email them. The numbers are all listed on the site.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The ball is in your court. This radio broadcast reaches millions of activists, people who are highly informed, that understand the true political paradigm that we're facing globally, who understand what the New World Order agenda is. And if you decide to politically demand that state grand juries, county grand juries, state legislatures hold hearings, and that local media cover it, and that we start beating the drum for criminal charges on British Petroleum, just like with Enron, they will start leaving the sinking ship, they will start ratting each other out. But we already have enough to convict from the Coast Guard hearings. We have the evidence that they ordered those engineers months before to do things that, first it was 2 weeks, then a month, now 2 months, to do things that their engineers told them with the two different subcontractors they had would cause the well to come in and an explosion and a giant fire. That would cause the well to come in prematurely before they had the concrete plugs in place, before they were ready to contain it. They knew exactly what they were doing. They gave the order, and then you have BP
who is at the heart of the global carbon tax system. They developed it with Enron. They developed it with Goldman Sachs in the Clinton years, and you have the same gaggle of people in control right now, and their entire agenda is in deep trouble, and they give orders to the rig operators that they knew, that they were told would cause this mega oil leak and loss of life in the Gulf. Now, that's why BP and the feds are keeping the media out. That's why they're not letting people wear respirators, because then they'd have to admit it's off-gassing deadly poison. And that many miles inland in the heavier areas of the spill, people are having respiratory problems and everything smells like kerosene. Because they've got to cover this whole thing up. And we have to point out that there's a cover-up going on. And one of the biggest facets of the cover-up is the relationship of Obama and BP. The media, both the right-wing controlled media and the left-wing controlled media, are playing along with the lie, with the fable, with the hoax that Obama is in a fight with BP and he'll make a few, you know, mean statements towards them. BP's one of his biggest contributors. BP financed Rahm Emanuel's apartment for many years when he was a congressman illegally in Washington. That's mainstream news. No one gets in trouble. BP is at the heart. I mean, in fact, guys, will you pull it up? I know we have it in the archive from a few months ago. BP vice president establishes Office of Global Governance, or you can just search engine in YouTube, BP Commercial Global Governance, where they're openly announcing world government. I mean, how many years have I told you BP's at the heart of the New World Order? How many films have I made where I call them out? Endgame made 3.5 years ago. I mean, I'm not just now saying BP are these kingpins. They continue to come up every time we get to the heart of a matter. It's Goldman Sachs. It's BP. Just like we always find people like Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and Donald Rumsfeld for over 30 years at the heart of any major scandal. They're always sneaking around calling the shots. They are the global controllers. They get the orders from the big owners, and then they implement. They are the mega superpower managers, the gophers, the imperial legates. BP is a key part of this, and they've changed their name multiple times after coups they stage and other criminal activities and assassinations. They've had three other names in the past, and they are back. And they're going to change their name again, and you watch, taxpayers are going to end up paying, and BP has invested in the Carbon Exchange in Chicago, the Carbon Exchange in New York, the Carbon Exchange in London, the Carbon Exchange in Paris, the Carbon Exchange in Switzerland's capital, the Carbon Exchange in Paris, Berlin, all of them. They are one of the chief holders of the global carbon credits. They hold billions in carbon credits that have gone from very profitable to now basically being junk bonds, junk stocks, toilet paper, because of ClimateGate, which is the key global taxing mechanism to pay taxes directly from the individual to the IMF and World Bank themselves, international versions of the Federal Reserve, private holding companies of the mega six central private banks. JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citibank, Wells Fargo. They are moving their entire agenda through right now, and if we are able to expose this false flag, I mean, you can just see them meeting and saying we need a diversion to move the Israeli ships and the U.S. aircraft carriers into the Gulf and to move the weapons into Diego Garcia. We need a diversion from all the scandals of Rahm Emanuel and Obama having things illegally paid for and the Blagojevich trial where he's openly saying he was part of a payoff system with Obama. When he came up with Obama under the Chicago Mafia and the Daily Machine with Axelrod and, of course, Rahm Emanuel. We need a diversion while we're getting our internet, federal internet FCC takeover with a government control box in your house that controls what you can see and tracks everything you watch. That's in the AP and Financial Times of London, openly announcing the new FCC plan with a control box in your house, your cell phone wired to the government, everything openly surveilled. They need a diversion for all the anti-gun bills and the UN small arms ban treaty that Obama says he's going to sign onto and that will trump U.S. Second Amendment law. There are so many things happening. They're moving on every front. The implementation of the government health care operation. They need a story so big that in the news cycle, going into the elections, you forget about the health care takeover. And then it helps them get their carbon tax through. And they say they want the carbon tax. And you know, we'll tax you. We've got to get off oil. And then we'll spend trillions of dollars over the next decade on select global corporations with windmills and other systems that are owned by Al Gore and others and invested in by BP and the Queen of the Netherlands and the British Queen and Rahm Emanuel and all of these people and Obama. It's about them controlling the economy and controlling where money is invested. They've already taken over the industries. The factories have been shut down through NAFTA and GATT. They've taken over what's left of the car industry. They've nationalized their competition and shutting down record banks, 80-plus shut down already this year. The big regulators are all Goldman Sachs alumni, feeding the banks into their private system. I mean, there is a total bum rush offensive taking over our society on every single front right now. And you can see the grand analysis. Who benefits? When something happens in Washington, you can bet it wasn't by accident. It was planned that way, as Roosevelt said. And this thing is planned. Not just Goldman Sachs dumping their stock the week before, or the BP CEO, or Halliburton moving in with an oil cleanup company. But then you have them blocking the oil mitigation. You have them fumfering and fumbling and bumbling and dragging their feet. And, dealing with that oil spill, you've got them with sensational, you know, headlines out there about nukes and detonating giant natural gas deposits and tsunamis, just anything to keep your mind off of what's happening. And what is happening while we're busy, distracted? London Telegraph, Rahm Emanuel expected to quit White House. Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, is expected to leave his job later this year after growing tired of the idealism of Barack Obama's inner circle. So that's a spin. How do we spin this? He's under investigation as being an Israeli spy. He's admittedly a member of the Israeli military. His dad was one of the founders of the Israeli terrorist group Irgun, top Mossad. And Shin Bet, how do we, you know, all this is coming out. The Pentagon is really getting upset. He's openly bossing Obama around in front of people. There's criminal investigations being started. How do we spin it like we're winning? Well, we make Obama look good and say he's so idealistic that Rahm Emanuel's mad and is just leaving. You know, Obama's expanded torture, secret arrest, wars, media censorship. He's the most secret president ever when he promised he'd be open and transparent. Hiring nothing but lobbyists, doing everything Rahm Emanuel says. No, they know Obama is a one-term president now. They couldn't sell his cult of personality. Nothing can put it back together again. No amount of staged oil leaks or even staged wars. And so the rats are leaving the sinking ship, so he won't be a political target. If Emanuel stays in there, he will be a continual unpopular target politically, and there'll be a bigger drumbeat to send him to prison for all the different things he's done that are illegal and his connection to Blagojevich. Remember how Karl Rove left a few years before but was really still in D.C. advising and running everything? So it's the same thing again. He's just ducking for cover right now. Washington insiders say he will quit within 6 to 8 months in frustration at their unwillingness to bang heads together to get policy pushed through. Mr. Emanuel, 50, enjoys a good working relationship with Mr. Obama, but they are understood to have reached an understanding that differences over style mean he will serve only half the full four-year term. So Rahm Emanuel is out, but these guys are such liars. Who knows if that's even true? But I tend to look at it from my breakdown of history and think that it is true. Separately, right on time, the grandson of one of the heads of the ADL, an Israeli Shin Bet, comes out And, of course, he got arrested beating up Muslims out front their mosque in San Diego. But now he's the top al-Qaeda commander, number two, Adam Gadon, and he produces videos uploaded with the al-Qaeda watermark, with the Pentagon Intel Center watermark in the same video layer. They were produced and uploaded at the same place. Adam Gadon pops up and says, Obama, your popularity is gone. Al-Qaeda is winning, which means if you're against Obama, you're for al-Qaeda. Very elementary. Oh, you don't like Obama. You're with al-Qaeda. American white al-Qaeda is everywhere. And here is the Associated Press. And then right on time, separately, al-Qaeda warns of new attacks deadlier than before. Remember, a month ago, Washington Post, the CIA admitted, oh, we put out fake bin Laden videos. The public are idiots. Al-Qaeda warns of new attacks deadlier than before. Right as the Israeli and U.S. armada reaches Tehran, right off their coast, weapon systems aimed, nuclear weapons aimed. Israel openly now admitting they have nukes after 40 years of denying it, saying they'll nuke Iran. World War III on the verge of it. It's in the Israeli papers, but not in the U.S. papers. You don't tell Americans about that. Americans are busy talking about the oil spill and LeBron James Appreciation Day and the World Cup. So, but right on time. Oh, al-Qaeda's going to hit us. Oh, watch al-Qaeda hit. And then bin Laden's in Iran. Oh, they have the proof. Yes, they give no proof. They just say a message board claimed it. And so now, see, we had to nuke them. We had to nuke them because now they're on the news again saying they could launch a nuke and hit the U.S. any day. Just like with Iraq, they could launch a nuke and they could hit us any time. It's they've got secret magnetic pulse weapons, too. I mean, they're like Cobra Commander. We've got to attack them right now because the world's going into a depression and they need a political distraction because it's also in the AP that the feds and the states are moving and taking part or all of pension funds. And so they've got to have a war while they take your pension funds. So you forget about that. Al-Qaeda's U.S.-born spokesman warned President Barack Obama Sunday that the militant group may launch new attacks that would kill more Americans than previous ones. Oh, in a taunting 24-minute message that dwelled on Obama's setbacks, the grandson of the ADL board member, of course they don't add that, including the loss of Massachusetts Senate seat to Republicans. Oh, see now, if you are for the Republicans taking back the Congress, you're with al-Qaeda. I mean, do you really believe? This is so asinine, ladies and gentlemen. I could put a fake beard on and claim I was an al-Qaeda leader, and literally the news would pick it up. Remember 4 years ago they had the guy saw off the head in a fake beheading in San Francisco, and the news for 2 weeks reported it was real? Every week I see AP articles of bin Laden says he's going to strike us again, and then the last paragraph of the article will say it was posted on a message board and it's not authentic. In a taunting 24-minute message that dwelled on Obama's setbacks, including the loss of Massachusetts Senate seat to Republicans, Adam Gadon set out al-Qaeda's conditions for peace with the U.S., including cutting support for Israel and withdrawing of troops from Afghanistan. We'll never give in to you, al-Qaeda. The average good old boy hears that and says, I'd like to get my hands on that Gadon. I guess torture is good. I tell you, that al-Qaeda's so dirty. I will never give in to you, al-Qaeda. So, again, that makes it look like al-Qaeda, you know, actually exist. Gadon said that if you compare the number of dead Muslims with the relatively small number of Americans we have killed so far, it becomes crystal clear that we haven't even begun even the score. He said, dressed in a white robe and turban directly from the Pentagon, guaranteed. He takes the beard off, goes out and enjoys his life. That's why next time we might not show the restraint and self-control we have shown up until now. That's going to be Obama nuking us. And then he's going to come after the American people. You just watch. He said, even if al-Qaeda was defeated, hundreds of millions of Muslims would still fight the U.S., he added. And of course, none of the Muslim countries buy this. I mean, a Jewish kid in a stupid turban and a fake beard up there going, durka, 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 Allah, Allah, Allah. I mean, come on, folks. Al-Qaeda offered the same conditions for an end to hostilities to then-President George W. Bush's 2007, including the release of all Muslim prisoners and cutting off aid to the Middle East governments. So that's basically Ron Paul's position. So see now, if you're for cutting off foreign aid to all these governments, you're al-Qaeda. Gadon's statement was notable for his mocking tone. See, it's meant to anger you, in which he described Obama as a devious, evasive, and serpentine American president with a Muslim name. So see, now if you call Obama a liar, it's like, you're with that Al-Qaeda. This is all tailored to 100% CIA. And we have a CIA who admits they put out fake videos and laugh at you. That's how dumb they think you are. Because they know the average public doesn't read that article, Spy Talk, the weekly column, where they laugh at you every week and seem to delight in the setbacks. Oh, see, Al-Qaeda's delighting in the setbacks. Well, we won't let them delight in the setbacks. We'll never leave the Middle East. I support it no matter what. You're not going to win, Gadon. I'll show you. I'll support the war no matter how bankrupt we are. Never mind, we're shipping out the opium. That's how we beat Gadon.
You're no longer the popular man you once were a year ago or so, he crowed, ascribing his drop in popularity to the escalation of the U.S. wars abroad. At the time of Obama's election, many analysts said Al-Qaeda was worried that his race and Muslim family connections would make him more appealing to Muslims and Arabs angry at Bush's foreign policy.
In its statement since his election, Al-Qaeda Gadon has taken pains to show the continuation between Obama's foreign policy and that of his predecessor. Gadon is wanted by the FBI in 2004 for a $1 million reward for information leading to his arrest or conviction. He is also known as Asim al-Armakari, Arabic for the American. Yeah, what a... Remember, 2 months ago, they announced, he's been caught. He's been caught in Pakistan. U.S. has got him. And I came out and said, I guarantee you that's a lie. 3 days from now, as a minor footnote, they'll admit he wasn't arrested. But the average sheep who are barely listening will think, oh, he was already captured. And then will think I'm discredited for saying he is Mossad slash CIA. But you notice he's back.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am ranting because everything is coming together right now. This is out of the IsraeliNationalNews.com, and I'm not good at reading Hebrew, but the name of the newspaper is Arutz Shaiva, Israeli National News. U.S. Israeli warships in Suez may be prelude to face-off with Iran. Now, remember, early last week we read Press TV, that's one of the official Iranian organs, international television, their equivalent to Al Jazeera. In fact, let me just pull up that quote. Iran threatens to stop Western ships if subjected to cargo inspections. We warn the U.S. and certain adventurous countries that if they are tempted to inspect Iranian air and ship cargoes, we will take tough action against their ships in the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman, said Iranian Parliament Speaker. He went on to say any retaliatory move would be part of the country's policy to defend national interest, according to Fars News Agency and Press TV. The government spokesman called on the government to not lessen the level of uranium enrichment below 20%. Now, remember, Iran cannot make nukes with the enriched uranium they have. They've offered to give it to France, to others to finish enriching, and they've been told no. So they do not want nukes. They are not developing nukes. And the U.S. and Israel are saying they're going to block gasoline shipments into Iran and other materials because Iran has a lot of oil, but only half the refining capacity. So imagine Iran says, you want to blockade us so we don't get gasoline, bring us to a standstill. That's an act of war. But then we want nuclear reactors for our electricity so that we're not oil dependent, and you won't let us have that. And so now you're going to have a blockade of us. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not need war with Iran, okay? And I'm not saying the Iranian government is perfect. You know, the media plays this game of you're either for war with Iran or you're with Iran. No, I'm against war, ladies and gentlemen. All these governments are evil. All these governments are corrupt. When you study history, you can count on one hand in all the governments in Asia, Europe, the Middle East, the Americas, you can count on one hand governments for short periods that were altruistic and good. And there are literally thousands of governments in hundreds of nations that have come and gone, all different variants of corruption and tyranny. Okay, Iran is bad. The United States is bad. Israel is bad. Germany is bad. Russia is bad. Japan is bad. It's all criminal classes up there ripping you off. The question is, how bad is the criminal class? How out of control is the criminal class? It is the nature of power, and there is a global empire that wants to start World War III as a political smokescreen to get nations in more debt and to distract the public while they complete their world government, while they get their global tax in place, their carbon tax. And that's what this BP oil spill does. That's why it is life and death to point out that this is criminal negligence, bare minimum. So there should be criminal indictments now. Grand jury should be impaneled now for indictments, handing down indictments. And it goes past that. The investigation will open up. This was premeditated. Okay, because every evidence is they're blocking the recovery. They did everything they could to cause this to happen. If we don't get the word out on this, they are going to get away with their entire operation. We are on the verge of World War III starting. We are on the verge of the carbon taxes passing. We are on the verge of the global transformation, as David Rockefeller said. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All the nations need is the right crisis, and they will accept the new world order. That's a quote. I actually flipped it around. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. There, that's the exact quote by David Rockefeller. Visit Infowars.com. Visit PrisonPlanet.com. Get these articles. Get them out to everyone you know. And, yes, support us. Buy the books, the videos, the materials, like Fall the Republic and Invisible Empire, my two newest films that detail who the criminals are and what their agenda is. We'll be back. Stay with us.
10 years. A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.